Who are you and where are you from? Introduce yourself,
please.
My name is Linda and I'm a teacher from Norway.
My name is Manuela and I'm the school librarian from Norway. And I'm in that project because the school library is the heart of all integration.
My name is Martina. I'm a German teacher from a vocational school here in Erfurt.
I'm Marie. I'm also a vocational school teacher for healthcare and English at the Marie-Elise Kaiserschule.
My name is Pia. I'm from Denmark and I'm an international coordinator at Anna Social Healthcare School.
My name is Anne-Catherine and I'm a teacher in Norway.
Yeah, hello. Next question. Why are you here? What is the reason?
We all are participants in a European project, Erasmus Plus project, with the title A Pedagogical and Cultural Approach to Inclusion of Foreign Cultures.
Did you want to tell us something about it? So what is the goal of the project?
The goal is to work to find methods and a toolbox to find out what's the best way of inclusion when you are talking about foreign cultures.
And especially about minor asylum seekers coming to Europe.
Okay, so if we talk about inclusion, so we talk in some ways about problems. So it is the language for you a problem in the project? So the communication with each other?
Not at all.
Actually, I think during the week you can see perhaps some of us don't always know the language correctly, but we help each other and it's nice to learn to communicate although you are not perfect in English, for instance. Yeah.
And you have to use not only so the verbal language, but the non-verbal language, yes, as well. So body language, the gestures and the mimes, and it really works.
So this cooperation is something new. How it founded? So what is the reason that especially these three countries work together?
ASKE Upper Secondary School has had a cooperation with Andreas Gordon Schule here in Erfurt for 10 years now, where we send students who study there for half a year. And this project has been expanded to also include students going to Albert Schweitzer Gymnasium here. And the coordinator for all this, Liv Schiepenes, she had this idea that maybe we could apply for EU money to get this project on wheels, so to speak. And she has contacts here in Erfurt and also in Denmark, because we sent students to Denmark as well for practice 3 weeks, and ourselves, of course. So the idea was to have young people meet young people discussing current issues. Yeah, that's what we have been doing, but also the grown-ups, the elder generation has to be included.
There are not only schools participating in that project. We have several kindergartens there as well. One Norwegian kindergarten from ASKOI and two kindergartens here in Erfurt. And the Marie-Elise Kaiserschule had the chance to send, or has the chance to send, some students for internships or for practical work experience to ASKOI, to Kleppestø, Barnehage. Yes, in order to gain some practical work experience there in the kindergarten.
And actually, we also got two kindergartens from Denmark participating in the project.
So we're talking about inclusion at all levels.
How do you think it will be so in 10 years? So if you look at a project at the moment, what will the future of the project?
Okay, that project is about 2 years. It takes 2 years, okay? But, of course, sustainability is very important. Okay, so, and we hope to, to develop or to generate such a toolbox, so a portfolio of methods, how to work with inclusion or to with integration, to integrate foreign cultures into our society.
Yes, we are trying out different activities and which we can put into this toolbox. And so we can... at the end, there will be hopefully be a website which helps other institutions and organizations to pick stuff from that toolbox, to pick some activities which we find out that it will work, and so they can do it. I mean, they don't have to, they don't need to start from scratch. Das Rad neu erfinden.
So in that way, it's some sort of a never-ending story, but meant in a positive way.
So can you give any example of any ways of inclusion or activities or things that you already had experience or know of from the project?
We had a quite good activity in Norway before Christmas. It was a chess tournament, and this was very successful. And this was actually not planned to be a part of this project, but it was working so good because suddenly there was they signed up about 25% from the minority pupil students to be part of that, and it showed that they were very good in playing chess. And the best thing with this was that they are not just playing; they were just developing respect for each other much more than they thought before. So most of them had no plans to talk with each other, but now they were playing, and it was very good.
Okay, thank you. One last question. What was your personal highlight this week?
I would like to say I've had my personal highlight today. I think this, in the beginning of the day, we had a perfect situation at the Marie-Louise Kaiserschule, where we had a choir, and it was together with children from the two kindergartens in Erfurt, and also with students from the welcome class. And I think it was fantastic to hear and see how they worked together and all this happiness and fun, and it was so nice. I think that was a perfect highlight for me this week. Yeah.
Well, for me it was, I think it must be the Die Schotten, and because you could see that the different ways they use the body language to help integration or inclusion, I thought it was very useful, and also something we can easily adapt into our own school day.
Yes, and you can adopt it, and also there without having to think about age. There's everyone doing things together, not adults with adults and youths with youth, but everyone together. That's a real inclusion, I think.